There was a firefight!
Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scouts!
Episode
36. And you heard right, there's a million people in here.
It is a massive sausage fest.
It is. It is, until the lady shows up.
There's no lady.
I'm sorry. There's no lady. No lady.
I thought this really was going to be the gangbang podcast.
It is not. No.
It could be.
Let's not take that off the table. Though.
Are you volunteering?
We're going to roll for it.
We're going to roll
with the nice young.
We're rolling for woman.
Schuster, no, we'll get one mountain. We'll get one mountain. It's team blue, gold, and unfortunate.
All right, so we're going to do things very differently today. Lou, you're going to explain this. This was your idea, and if it's great, you get all the credit. But if it's terrible,
You get all the blame. That's fine. I'm ready. Right. So here's the deal. We have so many crazy dudes up in here.
They're all crazy.
We're going to split up into two teams, and we're going to do both podcasts sequentially, but at the same time. So while one team is yapping their beaks off about some shit or other, the other teams in the other room are outside.
Having a gangbang.
Outdoor gangbang.
It's Westboro, they don't care.
Teams will decide on their own what they want to do in their own time. We have no control over that. But we have randomly split up some magic cards with either planes or islands on it, because we're going to have a blue team and a gold team, kind of like X-Men 92. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to pass them out, and we're going to see what's what. And then whatever team gets the most hashtag follow
hashtag fingers,
yeah, hashtag fingers on Twitter is the winner, and the winner gets like not much.
Yeah, bragging rights
for being the better half of the podcast
and a Gwynpool poster.
That's yours, buddy.
That's yours. I'll keep it.
It's yours.
I feel like I can't get rid of it.
You will get a signed drawing that Tim will draw, and we'll all, and the winning team will sign it.
There you go.
Wait, who will get it? The winning team?
The winning team.
So we're going to sign our own.
No, the losing
drawing.
Team has to sign it.
There we go.
But who wants a drawing signed by a loser?
It's humiliating.
Yeah, Tim's got to draw something really humiliating.
And then they all have to sign it.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works.
Terms agreed upon.
All right. So I will be the constant. I'm not going to go in and out with the teams. I'm going to keep the podcast rolling along.
For better or worse,
exactly. So before we split off and do everything, of course, you can find us at capesandscoutspodcast.com. capesandscoutspodcast@gmail.com is how you reach us. We're on iTunes, YouTube, all the podcasting apps. That's not true, but many of them. And we're
most
on Twitter
podcasting
and let's
as
do,
well.
Let's do everyone's Twitter, because this is going to get ugly.
Woo!
So we got to...
Well, should we now? Just do it
yeah,
now?
Yeah, let's do it now.
Just do it. Go! Right.
So they can
go,
follow
you!
Us.
Go!
They
go.
Can follow us.
Damn it, Lou, say it.
Oh, I'm at High Council Rock.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at Champ Blank Man.
I'm at The Young Ryan.
Am I the next person?
You are the next person.
Oh.
I don't have a Twitter.
I am also at I don't have a Twitter.
Oh. At too many Cheetos.
And at mad_dog_tim.
.com.
One day there's going to be a crowd that chants the underscore.
I hope so.
Underscore.
The underscores were a choice that I made. So
are
guess...
those tattoos. We give you shit for that, too.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. Mean team.
I don't want to be on that team.
All right. Schuster, go get that one mountain. I might need it. A third team.
All right, so... Lou, I believe you won, right? You're going first? You're picking?
I'm picking first.
All right. Here we go. He's going to pick.
You got to put him down, man.
You're going to pick.
I'm just going to hold them all up.
I see what you're doing. Always got to be in control.
Just trying to help.
Are we keeping our picks a secret?
Ooh.
We should get
a reveal.
So
everybody
has picked.
Reveal.
They're picking the cards now.
Yes, podcast.
Oh! Double face down.
3, 2, 1. Reveal.
All right.
There we go.
Jim Joker.
I don't even know where my island went.
The teams are myself, Cliff, and Dan.
And our team gold.
It's team gold.
Oh, you guys are team blue.
What are you talking about?
I want to be team gold.
No, you're team blue.
We're very sorry.
Team blue is better anyway, right?
Yeah, I like the color better.
Yeah, Wolverine.
I was going to make a SpongeBob joke. Now I can.
You could make a SpongeBob joke impugning our team.
It says gold team rules. I want to say gold team rules.
You could say, like, can't they rule? And you still win?
No.
All right.
Blue team rules. I'm changing the quote. Whoa. I'm owning the quote now.
Okay.
It's now a quote by Rasheed, not SpongeBob.
It is. How do you guys do that?
My forehead.
I was going to answer the lands back, but you guys can do the
At least one of these had already been used as a proxy because I saw something written on the back.
Yeah, I think that was the one I grabbed.
I was trying to give my phone number.
All right, which team is starting first? Because we never decided that.
Oh, we got to roll for it. We also didn't decide how long each team was going to have.
I think 10 minutes, because 15 is going to feel like a long time if you're not.
All right. I will probably be lost into what I'm doing, so you guys should keep track of your 10 minutes.
Okay, just burst in.
Yeah, like the Kool-Aid man.
Time to go.
Oh, yeah.
You all just start humming the X-Men 92 theme song as you come in.
All right, me and Rashid will roll off for which team's going first.
Can we just fight?
No. You guys can fight later.
No, because then you'll go first, because I don't fight. I'm a bleeder more than a fighter. That's probably not going to be us anyway.
That's a three.
Here comes a two. Yeah. You ready?
I'm feeling hot.
Blue team!
Hot hands.
Oh, blue team!
All right, let's get the team out.
Wait, do you choose to go first or you choose to defer?
Oh, yeah, we choose to go first.
We're on the play. All right, get the fuck out. We're on the play. Don't sit on my comic.
Don't sit on Lou's comic. What is it?
Let's review his comics.
Let's do it now. You want to? Let's do it. Why not?
We're going to revenge review his comic.
Yeah. All right. Well,
read that comic now.
We'll
read it on the air.
Yeah, just read it on the air.
I don't think that's a good idea, but...
All right, let's go. Well, time is money.
Whoa. Well, what do you want to... Do you want to start with
news? Start.
Let's go news. Fuck how we've been. Everybody's okay.
Yeah, everybody's great.
Are you guys all right?
Yeah. I'm all right.
You guys look fantastic.
We're all great. We'll get to the news.
You are sweating.
I am sweating.
I'm also sweaty.
Let everyone know this.
Why don't you take off some clothes?
I don't care at this point.
All right.
At this point, I don't care.
I actually had stuff to talk about, like, of the week that I just had, but I really don't care, because it's 10 minutes.
We can do it at the end. We'll do it at the end. Let's do it.
I'm looking through now that there's
give us all the best news.
Awkwardly walking through my apartment, by the way.
To go and spy.
They're just going to go through all my shit. This is great.
So, it's ironic that we chose to do this this week. I don't have a ton of news, so this is going to be great. Justice League number 50 is going to reveal the Joker's identity. That book will come out on May 25th. Do you guys give a shit about the Joker's identity?
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
No. Unless it's Batman. Then no.
It's Thomas Wayne.
Yeah.
So everybody, take a crack at who you think it could be. It's probably going to be...
Selina Kyle.
Selina Kyle? It's been Selina Kyle all these years.
Martha Wayne.
Martha Wayne.
Martha. Martha.
Martha.
Martha? What'd you say?
What's Carl Weathers been up to lately?
I don't know.
I mean, like, all I'm saying is I've never seen Carl Weathers and the Joker in the same room.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Technically correct.
Yeah, so, you know, shock value, I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's Jared Leto. Whoa, they're really pulling in this movie.
The marketing team's really gotten together.
That's great. Do you think it's going to suck when they finally reveal who it is? Do you think it's going to be so disappointing that they should have never even done this?
Of course.
Yeah.
Is there somebody that it could be where it wouldn't be disappointing? I feel like it ends the mystery to a sense that, like, no, I don't think anybody's really going to be satisfied with who it is.
Yeah. I don't think that it matters.
It doesn't.
The Joker is the Joker. It doesn't matter.
Unless it does. Schuster, you've been buying the book. What do you think?
Wait, the Batman book?
Justice League.
Oh, Justice League?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a few issues behind at the moment, but, no.
No.
It's also weird. No. It's also weird they're revealing it in Justice League and not in Batman.
That's kind of why I'm just like, you know, because I'm not where they're supposed to be yet. So I'm kind of just like.
So the storyline has something to do with this ultimate god chair thing that Batman sits in, and it gives him like all the knowledge of like the universe or plot device thing.
They did do something with that,
right?
Where he was just sitting there stroking, and was just like, "I'm going to ask questions."
Stroking.
This is not a visual medium. They don't know that you're doing this.
I know.
He was just sitting in the chair stroking it, and he got all the knowledge.
Stroking
the
his.
The audience is supposed to visualize it how they please.
No. No, please don't visualize it the way Schuster said.
I can't unsee it now.
I don't want to.
You don't want to? You're just embracing it. Embracing that Joker. Man, how about that gold team? They really blow, don't they?
The gold team.
Ooh, to the gold team. Yo, I think the gold team is just going to talk shit on us the whole time. But
I'd imagine they will.
The blue team was like Cyclops, Wolverine, Gambit, Psylocke.
The best team on.
We already have the best team. They're like Storm, Colossus, Iceman. I forget. Like not great. Not a great team.
Not memorable at all.
Not a great team.
Why did they split it into two? Just because they had so many
books.
Yeah.
Because like the gold team was uncanny, and then the blue team was adjectiveless.
Remember when
that's a good book title?
Yeah, adjectiveless X-Men. That's what it's called.
I like that a lot. Actually,
that's pretty good. Well, next news story, Steve Dillon, the artist for Preacher.
The worst artist.
Really? You don't like him?
I hate him.
Wow. We're gonna have to get into that.
Oof.
He drew a new version of a reprint of Preacher number one that features...
Somebody else drawing it? Who's better at drawing?
Wow. He drew somebody drawing it, correct.
I don't think he likes the artist.
Don't think
or the artist.
I've dropped books that he like that I've loved that with a writer that I like because he got on... Like, because I hate it. I think every one of his characters...
He's not wrong. I did that with New Avengers many years ago. I was just like, I don't even care about the story. It looks like just a smear of paint across the canvas.
I did it with
Deathstroke
when Liefeld did it.
Everyone, yeah. So everyone looks the same. They have, like, these weird heads. Like, they're like, you know, I don't know how to explain it. Like, his art is awful. It's terrible. And, like even Preacher, you know, you have Garth Ennis, like, great writer, but, like, garbage art. Garbage. That guy can go right to artist hell.
Whoa.
Not actual hell, because he might be a good guy.
He's
but
probably great.
I would rather Liefeld draw it.
You know, my goal is to get you to meet Steve Dillon and, like, have a drink with him.
And just like,
see if we can just take a little edge off of it. You'll be like, no, I really hate him.
I
had to buy his drink.
But anyway, what's he drew? He redrew. Sorry.
He redrew it. He drew a new cover for Preacher One that has the characters as they look, the actors look for the show that is coming out on May 22nd.
I would like to see if he is capable of doing that, since all of his people look the same.
So very brutal. Yep, show comes out May 22nd, and that's about it for that.
Like, his Punisher is the worst-looking Punisher I've ever seen.
You don't like the Punisher? Man.
You're so no.
I Punisher. Mean, you're right. You're right about them all looking alike.
Yeah.
But...
I'm like, is this Punisher or Wolverine? I can't tell.
They both have claws. What happened?
Yeah.
I think he screwed up somewhere. And DC will be shaking up its imprint Vertigo, with Dan DiDio and Jim Lee having more of a hand in the company. There will be a new imprint called Young Animal. I don't know that this means... yeah, it's a weird name. I don't know that this means Vertigo's going away or any of that. But it's a new imprint. It's going to be headed by writer-musician Gerard Way. Which I don't like his music, but I think he's a decent writer.
Yeah, I've never read any of his stuff, but I've heard he's pretty good.
What is he?
He did Umbrella Academy.
No, but like
he's My Chemical Romance.
Yeah, one of those bands.
One of those things.
One of them.
Bands? Music? Zach? Which is interesting if they are going to change up how Vertigo is, because they've had a lot of hit series. Like Twilight Children, Survivors Club, Clean Room, Art Ops, Jacked, Sheriff of Baghdad. You love Clean Room.
I love Clean Room. And I just started reading Art Ops recently, too, and I really like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they've had a lot of success, more so recently with Vertigo, so hopefully they don't... I feel like DC's just trying to do a little too much.
Right.
And I understand why.
Because they're scared.
Yeah, the numbers, but it's just like, not everything is broken with their, you know, their hierarchy. Just some things are. You don't have to change everything, you know. I'm a fan of if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. And
Vertigo seems to be probably one of the best things about DC right now.
Yeah, if not the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was wondering if they were going to change it up to be more like Image and Dark Horse, where it's more creator-owned.
Yep, yep. That's probably what they're going to do.
To attract the new writers and artists, which would be a very good idea, but they're kind of already like that.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but Image just keeps hitting home run after home run. Uh-huh. Like, they're just, they just can't be stopped.
Right.
Because they let the people do what they want to do. They're like, yeah, you got this idea, do this book. If it doesn't sell, we'll cancel it. And there's no, like, interference.
Right.
There's
Sure, look at Hickman. Secret Wars took forever to come out, but East to West was fine.
Right,
the whole time
yeah.
through.
Yeah.
And that book's amazing.
I don't really like it. I don't like Hickman that much. Mm. I'm not a Hickman guy.
Brian Young, Sensing Some Tension.
Yeah.
Wrong.
If Hickman wrote it and Dylan drew it, right in the
hater.
Oh, my God, let's get that going. Trash.
Let's get that
hater
going.
Of artists. Wrong.
Also, speaking of Vertigo... We did put up on YouTube, if you haven't checked it out, Rashid's review of Clean Room Number 6 that John Davis Hunt, the artist, did watch, as well as the editor for Vertigo.
They said nice things about me.
They said they love
Fancy.
You.
Which is weird, because people normally don't have nice things to say. So I really appreciate it, and you should go check out the review. And say cool. nice things about me if you feel like it, because it feels good for muscle.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, John Davis Hunt's really cool.
Yeah, he's a really good guy. I got to talk to him briefly through some direct messages. And, you know, just really cool, down-to-earth guy. And hopefully, you know, we can talk to him soon.
Yeah.
On here. That would be cool.
That would be great.
If you're free, John Davis Hunt. You know?
I never said he was going to listen to this.
No, he's probably not. He's unfriended me and unfollowed me by now. But I'll say too much.
Oh, man. Uh-oh. I hear rumble.
I hear gold teams.
Oh, no. They're precise.
Blockade the door. Gold teams.
All right, fellas.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Get out, blue team. Get out.
We'll do the real work taking down Magneto now.
Yeah.
Don't mess up our game of magic.
Get out of
here.
Yeah,
we're playing Metal Magic. Don't mess it up.
I'm okay with it. That's why I have three rooms.
Yo, I heard those guys weren't that funny.
Yeah,
no, they were awful.
They definitely suck.
Yeah, they're the worst. Gold team forever. Gold team for life.
For life?
Gold team
you guys
for
need,
life.
You guys need matching tattoos.
Gold team for life?
Yeah, I feel that one podcast is a commitment enough to
we've
get a
been on the same team for 10 minutes? Yeah, 10 minutes
10
is about
minutes
enough time
of standing
for
in another room.
Yeah. Well, I was standing, they were sitting.
Man.
I was rooting through Schuster shit.
Ah, was there good stuff?
There was some unexpected stuff that I found.
That could mean
let's just leave it at that. We're just gonna leave it at unexpected shit.
I found some unexpected shit in the Schuster's other room.
Oh, man.
It was gay porn.
That's
no, it wasn't.
That would be it, the expected.
Yes.
Shit.
Yeah.
Seems like you don't know Schuster as well as you do.
No,
so.
No, my question is, who would keep their porn next to their magic cards in a room they're probably going to invite their friends into, because there's also a video game console and a television in there. So the porn
he
I
likes
still...
To, li- he
live
likes
your
to
life the way you want to live your life.
Yeah, maybe you want to round out the night. Right. That sounds like a perfect
all right,
evening
fine.
To me.
You do
I
you.
Know.
I get it. You do you.
So, Team Gold, I have to tell you that Team Blue blew through the news, because there wasn't a ton of news. Mm. So there's no goddamn news.
Really? No news? Not.
No. I mean, right, I can
well,
do the news
go,
again.
We can't go back.
No, we can't do the news
again.
We can't
no, we're
go
not doing
back.
The news again.
So it doesn't matter if our talk overlaps.
That's right. We're going to make our own news.
Right,
right here.
Well,
right
you know,
now.
There are some things we didn't talk about. We didn't talk about all the deaths. We didn't talk about pro wrestler China dying.
Right.
We didn't talk about
then
Prince
she got really overshadowed
say, who's
by gonna Prince.
Who's going to remember China dying because Prince died?
Well,
also,
and then,
I'm pretty sure most people thought China died a long time ago.
And then yesterday,
but she didn't.
The guy that sang Me and Mrs. Jones died.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Who was that?
I don't actually remember his name, but I know
he was
sang.
A one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
I used to know his name.
It's not Billy... Me. Billy something.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Let's just go with that.
We're going
to
go with it.
Billy Zane.
Billy Zabka. That joke went over everybody's head.
Dun-dun-duns.
So since the last time I was on the podcast, I went to 6 different foreign countries, sat at a table with a really racist old man at dinner on the cruise ship, and then, attempting to do work on my house, cut my finger to the bone on a box cutter. And now I'm here.
And this is all true.
Yeah.
Billy Paul. Sang Min and Mrs. Jones.
Yes.
There it is.
Cliff doesn't care if a bunch of people died. He's like, let's listen to my problems.
Right, there we go. This is what I'm doing. I'm still working on my house.
I don't care if China died.
Right.
I got walls to knock down.
I got boxes.
That's what I was trying to do.
I would probably say, Tim, and you might be able to confirm this, that
perhaps
China dying is probably huge in the wrestling community more so than Prince dying. Because, right?
Yes. I don't think the wrestling community cares about Prince that much.
I don't think it would be as huge, though, without the fact that all of WWE is trying to make everybody forget that she ever existed.
Right. That's the big thing, because...
Why are they trying to edge out her memory?
They're so big on helping former stars, like, get, you know...
Clean.
Get clean, get thin.
She had been doing porn for the last 7 years.
She'd been doing porn. They wanted to... But then, like, it's like, all
right. And then her relationship with Triple H.
That's the whole thing. Like, they kind of snubbed her, and she kind of needed help. Right. And she reached out to them, and they didn't give it to her. And,
well, I mean, this is from a non-wrestling fan. This is somebody who followed wrestling for about 3 years in middle and high school.
Mm-hmm.
There's such a massive number of people who rise really high in, like, the top organizations of pro wrestling and then fall off the face of the earth 2 minutes later. There's no way they're helping everybody.
There's no way.
Yeah. There's got to be a shitload of dudes and ladies who've fallen through the cracks.
Yeah, well, I don't know if the Portuguese Manowar is really higher on their radar.
I was actually just going to mention him.
No, you were not.
Yes, I was.
Portuguese Manowar, dude. We are.
The Portuguese Manowar.
We got matching tattoos.
We do. We need to get the Manowar.
Before you go into what happened to the Portuguese Manowar, I have an idea for naming this podcast.
Sure.
Each segment has to have, like, each team gets a name. So it's like Portuguese Manowar or matching tattoos / the other part, you know?
We will slash them.
But anyway, what were you talking about?
The Portuguese Manowar later on became Just Incredible in ECW.
Oh, wait, I know Just Incredible. He used to wrestle as the Portuguese Manowar?
Yes.
Wow.
So, while he was ECW, he was not that big in WWE when they bought it. So, they have helped him get clean, like, 5 times.
Really?
Yes. Wow. He had a bad heroin, I believe it was heroin, problem.
Didn't everybody who wrestled in ECW have a heroin problem or some substance abuse problem? Because,
yes.
I think you have to do the kind of stuff that they did.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Balls Mahoney died, too. And Axelrod. All the ECW guys dropping down.
It's a shame. All I know is occasionally I drive by the old ECW arena and I do a little ECW.
I was there once. I loved it.
I was never there, but
it was cool.
It's just like when I'm in that part of Philly sometimes, I'm like...
They still do shows out of it. We should go. Team Gold.
Team Gold.
Team Gold.
So are you an honorary Team Gold member for
right
now?
Xavier.
Whichever's beneficial to me. If Team Blue wants to go have a picnic, I'm probably going to go to that too.
Classic.
I can guarantee Team Golds will always involve whiskey.
Then I'm with you guys.
Yeah, that's a pretty good bet that it'll involve drinking.
Johnny Walker Gold.
Yeah. Despite the fact that I'm currently in therapy for potential alcoholism, Team Gold will still involve drinking.
Come on!
Therapy's the best place to drink.
It's called the 2300 Arena these days.
Correct.
But, it's only got a 1,300-person capacity. It always seems so much bigger on TV.
That place is insanely small.
Yeah.
Insane. So, anybody watch Game of Thrones last night?
I did. It was
am on a 2-year not watching Game of Thrones streak.
I watched it this morning on the internet because I don't watch any TV on broadcast. Just because I don't actually have any channels because I bought the basic package.
That makes sense.
Yes, but I did watch it this morning.
I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. It was great. I liked the ending.
I mean, you guys can spoil it. I don't care anymore. I just don't care.
I was not overly... like. This is somebody who's read the first book, half of the second book, and nothing else.
Well, they're well beyond the books.
Well, I know they're well beyond the books, but like, as somebody who was not invested in the mythos of the Game of Thrones universe, I found myself not giving a fuck about anything in that episode. Like, it was just like, because it was just like, character I don't really like, Alexander Siddig getting stabbed to death, character I don't really like, Arya, Brienne of Tarth.
Well, that's what happens when you kill every character everyone likes.
Yeah.
Then by the 6 seasons, everyone's like, why do I give a shit? You don't. That's the answer.
I didn't even care that it was Doran Martell getting stabbed. I actually said out loud, oh no, Alexander Siddig. So, you know, to me that was that. I don't know. I wanted more but I think they introduced, and actually the only storyline I'm looking forward to this season is Bran, North of the Wall, and that's not even for anything other than Max von Sydow as the Three-Eyed Raven, because I love Max von Sydow.
So how are they beyond the books? Like, they're just making shit up, is that?
So apparently George R. R. Martin has told the two heads of that portion of HBO,
Benioff and Weiss, how
the story is going to end, since at this point I'm just going to assume he's going to die before he finishes it.
why he told them. Right. He told them when they got to the third season, because when they got to the fourth season, they already had reached the end of where certain characters were in the book. Not every character, because it's so segmented like that. But when they got to the third season, he was like, shit, they're absolutely going to outstrip me. There's no way they don't.
Well, because he just does it right for this.
Well, yeah, but he started in 1996. He's written 5 books in 20 years. Stephen King's written 5 books since he woke up this morning.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a good thing.
No, I know, but there's a difference. That's the two ends, right, of product. Well, actually...
No, really, I mean, you got some people who only write 5 books. Or 3 books.
Or then you have, what's-her-name that wrote To Kill a Mockingbird, and then 50-some-odd years later released the sequel.
Yeah. Like, I guess fantasy novelists are more, like, likely to just, like, pump shit out. Because this is part one in a 27-part novel series.
It's fantasy novelists, and it's the airport literature guys, the Tom Clancy's of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
That pump out 20 books a year or whatever, and you're used to it. Or then you have John Norman that wrote the Gorian books. There's 30-something of them over the last 40 years, and... He took a 15-year break from publishing them.
Let me ask you this, Lou. You wrote a book.
Yeah.
When will you write another book?
When I graduate.
Or are you the George R. R. Martin of your books telling?
Yeah, are you the George R. R. Martin of short fiction?
No, I'm more like the Harper Lee of short fiction, except no one will care.
Max will care.
Yeah.
Max always cares.
No, it took me 10 years to write 90 pages, so, you know.
Get out, Harper Lee.
You heard that?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Gold team.
No.
Blue team.
Blue team.
Did they review this? Did they talk about Karnak?
They did not. You want to talk about it?
Quick review of Karnak number 3. Don't read it. Why'd it take him so long to get to number 3? This book came out in October.
Because it's Warren Ellis.
The fucking program, you know?
It's Warren Ellis.
Mm-hmm.
Takes forever.
He does.
To write 6 words. Which is what
take
he usually does.
Take out their sails.
Man, now I'm taking everyone down today. I'm on
a
mission.
Everybody scorched go to hell.
Scorched Earth.
Scorched Earth is segment 3. Well, I've gone through just about everything now.
Whoa, so man, ate it all
what?
Up.
We're just freestyling now. You guys, you tell me.
So then how was your week?
Oh, it's good, man. I had I got a new car.
All right.
I start a new job. And I have, like, it's cool because I can see outside
hashtag
at my job now. Hashtag new job. And not like
hashtag
my
blue team.
Hashtag Whoa. Blue team. Make sure you hashtag blue team. I can see the sky, which is, like, really... fucking with my morale in a good way.
Right.
It's like I'm like happy, and I see people walking by and I tell them to have a nice day.
Wow.
You know, I want to talk to strangers and stuff.
Oh,
it's just like
amazing. Yeah,
it's, I don't know, man, it's all this like, you know, sunlight from my melanin or whatever.
That's great.
Some scientific shit that
that's
else.
A real science. It's science. Yeah,
I worked overnight for between like 3 different jobs. I worked overnight almost 10 years in a row. And when I switched to a day shift, I felt so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting some rays, man.
Getting some rays.
Yeah.
Well, just congratulations on your
life shift.
Yeah, way to be alive.
Life is going well in most aspects. There's still some things that aren't really good. But
let's talk about it.
No,
let's
it's
hash
not.
It out.
It's like we need a separate like,
hashtag psychiatrist
a love advice podcast.
Ooh, let's
for,
do
for
it.
Love life.
You are on a couch.
Yeah.
So
I've practically got my arm around you.
Yeah,
let's talk.
I mean, let's put the spotlight on somebody else. What about you, Ryan? How are you?
Me, my things are going pretty good. Pretty good. My band is the the Delhi Artist of the Month, Philadelphia section.
Oh, you won
that.
Very
nice. Yeah,
it's pretty close.
Hashtag congrats.
It was pretty close.
Yeah.
It was pretty close. Yeah, hashtag congrats.
like how there's a subtle delay there every time.
I had a lot of fun forcing people to do that.
I know.
On their phones while they were in the store.
Me too.
I was like, go to this site. Now click this. Now do that.
That's
good.
When I came in that day and I was just like, do it from the computer. And then I was like, do it from your phone. And then I went next door and McGee was working. Or no, I think it was McGee or maybe Mike Smith. I forget. But I was just like, do it from this computer now and this door and the other. Because it was like one per IP address.
Yeah.
So like I was like going around making people like vote. Like I went to some old jobs that I had. And I was like, hey, all you people, get on your computers and phones.
Hey, all you people. Hey, all you people. Second SpongeBob reference. You're killing it right now.
Whoa. Blue team.
Wow.
Yeah.
But we won. We won 4 hours of recording. Recording time.
What?
Yeah.
So you gonna bang out an EP or something?
Well, we're gonna try to do 2 songs. 4 hours is a good start. Like that might be get us the drums. But well, if we have to pay for some recording time too, it's worth it to get two more songs recorded. So, if you're out there and you're interested in some music, buy my band's called Dear Forbidden. You can find us on the Bandcamp. Buy that shit so that we can have some more money to pay for recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I know you're not going to do that.
I already forgot.
You already forgot. That's
I'm old school. You need to throw me like a CD.
Ugh.
Throw me a cassette.
A cassette.
Those are coming back now.
A cassette. Yeah, they are.
Every show I go to, it's like, oh, we got cassettes. I'm like, this is cool if you have a 94 Toyota Camry,
right,
which I had until last week. But now I'm in the new. Nah, you know? I need to plug it in. You know, I need it on my phone.
What about you, Schuster?
Just working.
Hashtag
working the new job, you know.
I love the hashtag fingers.
Every time.
We need a shirt with it. It's like one of those, like, remember those shirts from the 90s where, like, you turn a certain way and the holographic, it would just, like, that would be, like, perfect.
A hollow shirt, yeah.
I'm loving the aesthetic right now, too. For those at home, Schuster is rocking the classic blue polo with the navy blue M1 shorts. This is 2K16 fashion.
This is Schuster fashion right here.
You are the physical embodiment of a mullet right now.
I was going to take that as a fence, but I'm just like, I'm going with it.
It's great. I love it.
This is great.
So business up top, so casual.
Yeah, I just imagine him sitting at a desk, and everyone's just like, oh, he's so, and then he gets up, and like, what the fuck?
Just go to work in this?
Yeah.
Professional, yet still ready to break some ink.
I think his ball's hanging out.
Or if he went to the gym like that. Oh my god, that would be amazing.
Just see it from
pumping
the
iron.
You just why is he in a polo?
That's a weird decision. And then just do it till you get really ripped. I mean, the polo guy's weird. I guess it absorbs more sweat. I don't know.
Oh, and then everybody starts like coming to the gym in their polos.
Polo style.
Hashtag Roast Schuster.
That was actually, I enjoyed
it. I'm enjoying it. And yeah.
It was loving.
It was with loving embrace.
Yes.
Yesterday, I actually got done work and I'm going to out myself a little bit. I was wearing the same fucking t-shirt as I am today.
Whoa.
I had this, like, crazy psychedelic Father John Misty shirt up top, and then, like waist down, I look like a third grade school teacher. Like, I had these, like, blue slacks on with my, like, brown shoes and everything. And I was walking by these chicks, like, I was like, I want to seem cool, but I don't know how. Like, should I embrace the top half and, like, sup? Or, like, super gentleman, like, hey, how are you doing today? You know?
That's a tough question.
It's hard.
And when you're doing that, when you're...
When you're mixing worlds.
Yeah, when you're
blending worlds.
Just pick one and just commit.
Yeah.
You just gotta...
I was just lost. Like I am in the universe. That's for the other podcast.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
That's for the love line episode.
We all are lost.
Where we go into the other...
That's
team
the,
goal.
Just
call
remember,
them.
From here, not all the Wanderer are found.
We'll Skype them in.
That's for our Frasier themed podcast.
Oh man! So, is there anything you guys wanted to talk about? This is your forum. There's not going to be too many more.
Well,
tags
Nathan Fillion cast as
Wonder Man.
Well, his picture is cast as Wonder Man.
It's pretty.
Oh wait, his picture?
Yeah. So far, it's not confirmed because apparently there's something that has to do with the Simon Williams Film Festival. And it shows, like, movie posters, and they all have Nathan Fillion on them as Simon Williams, like, you know, in the movie. So we don't know if he's actually going to be in the movie or if
It's just his picture as the character. But it's still pretty funny and a good casting. Like, if they decide to make him Wonder Man, I think that works. He'd be a good Wonder Man.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Do you even like that character, though? I feel like that character has been so different over the years.
No. But I don't dislike him. Right. I kind of just... He's just there. If he's there, he's there. Yeah. And if he's not, I don't miss him. But he doesn't bother me.
You think he'll have the belt with little rocket boosters on the side?
No.
You're pretty awesome.
Because Star-Lord already has that.
So you can borrow his. Star-Lord has.
Yeah, you can borrow his.
You can borrow his. Crash into the wall.
I wasn't here for the Doctor Strange movie... I think it looks awesome.
Did we discuss that at all?
I don't know. No, last time I was trying to get a Bat V Supes and nobody had seen it but me.
Still haven't seen it.
I tried twice, though.
I haven't seen it, and I've given up more.
That's all right. Your review is never going to happen or go up.
My vague review is the only thing your podcast has. I give the vaguest review.
Nobody cares about the movie, so it won't go up.
I cared about talking about the movie.
Just review Deadpool again.
Yeah.
Oh! Yeah, that's awkward.
Wait, you haven't seen
that? I haven't seen that one.
I saw it twice.
But guys, Doctor Strange, as it's been established, I'm not a fan of the character of Doctor Strange, but I think that trailer looks amazing.
Well, I thought it looked never.
Good. I know. What? That's where we have so many things.
That's the one.
You do realize you're sitting in a house with one of the largest Doctor Strange collections.
I'm saying that the trailer looked amazing. I'm all in.
Yeah,
I'm all in for that movie. It looks amazing.
I like what they're doing with the next phase. I know they're going to do a lot more like supernatural stuff like that. And I really want to see. It's like Game of Thrones for me, where it's like, you know, like they pull you in, and like soon as you're like said, they're like, okay, here's all this magic and stuff like that.
Right, right.
I don't know how much time we have. What's up?
You guys don't know a lot about Doctor Strange. Have you read a lot of Doctor Strange stuff?
Not really, no.
Okay. I've read the newer Doctor Strange, and I want to get the all different.
Something I was thinking about, because the aesthetic of having the spells come on screen, the wording of the spells.
Oh, like in the comics?
Like in the comics, where he casts something, and it's just like, fireball spell from the book of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
That's how it is in the comics. What do you, you know...
I don't know.
Oh, I was in the middle of a segment!
Jeez. Let's see what the blue team has to...
Why don't you pick it up? You're the blue team. Where are they going? What are you doing, man?
I don't know why I think they were gold.
I'll call with Tim this time.
Every minute of
Can we talk about Dark Fam?
They stole a bat from us.
We stole
it. It was 8:01 when you came back. It just started.
He's burning.
He's got to the danger room.
There you go. Can we talk about Dark Man?
We can talk about Dark Man if you want.
What do you
want to
talk about Dark Man?
I've never seen or read Dark Man.
Oh, really?
I love Dark Man.
Dark Man is good. The sequels are not.
No, we know that.
Yeah,
we agree.
These are known. It is known.
So I've been trying to. There's a lot of customers who come into the comic book store, 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey, and they're slightly younger than me. I'm 33. You know, and
wait, they're all. Sorry, go on.
What the
grandpa?
Wait, Cliff, give me a look.
How dare you?
No, about this. Just, I can't read this book on the premise of it, the name, considering it being a former coworker. Real scumbag.
Oh, yeah, he was a scumbag. Anyways.
what were we saying?
Oh, I just want them to know that there's good stuff from the 80s, and I just kind of want to help them find the good stuff.
Like Wally West 90s. Flash?
Like Wally West Flash that you just can't find anymore.
Except I got to buy it.
You got to buy some of it.
Yeah, with some of it. Some and that's it. More than nothing.
That is more than nothing.
Wow, some is more than none? Shit, I'm learning today.
This is an informative podcast. We do nothing but teach here.
We are
then teaching. We do nothing.
Spider-Man was pretty fun in the 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember from being 7.
I don't.
I remember turning 3 in the 80s, or not even in the 80s.
I was born in the 80s.
Yeah, so was I.
And I didn't turn a year old until the following year.
None of us turned a year old until the year after we were
born. You guys are being tricky now.
He's trying to say that he was born in the late 80s. Whereas I was just born in the late 80s.
So Darkman is one of those things, I think that was, what, very early 90s? But like
Darkman, probably.
Like 90, 91?
Yeah.
But like I feel like a lot of these kids that are, they just don't know, and they need to know that Darkman is awesome.
We have to understand, when young kids come to the comic book store now, they were born in like 98, 99.
And I've made peace with that.
Or 2000.
Yeah.
Right. So I just want everyone to know that Darkman is amazing.
And Airwolf.
And Airwolf is amazing.
The only thing about Airwolf that's amazing is that theme song.
Theme song's
right,
pretty great.
That's all you need, but you also get him being heartfelt and playing the cello for some reason.
I think I had Hulu for like, you know,
2 minutes.
And then I was like, alright, I'll just go through all the series alphabetically. Airwolf! I was like, this is a pretty bitchin' song. And then that was that for Hulu.
It was the end of Airwolf.
All right, and the Dan. End of
yeah. Oh boy.
So
this,
I warned you.
Is this
you.
The where you're putting me on the spot part?
Yeah,
like you did with
Max.
Yeah,
I did Max. It to Max, so I gotta do it to you.
All right.
As I have all members of Supra.
Don't look at me just
because
I get it wrong every time I say it.
It's
they
fine.
Are
you're
super
allowed to be wrong.
Though. They
are. We
very
are great.
Super.
We're fantastic.
So what you have to do, sir, is you're gonna have to rank shit.
All right, that's
in
fine.
In a segment I call Dan Rank Shit.
I literally have an opinion about everything, so this is fine.
Right, and the rest of the team can help him if you or argue with him.
What is his opinion?
Rank
on
the members of the Superliminal Films podcast.
Oh. I'm the best, then Max, then Paul, then Jared.
Whoa!
Include me.
Then Lou. No.
Where do you stand on your own opinion of things?
I'm pretty great.
It's number one.
Yeah.
You're good at this. I like this.
My opinion is best. No, see, the reason that I have to say it that way is I know I'm going to listen to this. Max is probably going to listen to this. The other two won't listen to this. So unless someone tells them, they're never going to know.
You know who else is going to listen to this?
Lou.
Al.
Yeah.
Al will not.
That's also true.
This.
That's because Alex is afraid of technology.
He is.
Now,
he knows a lot about it.
He does. Strange. We talked about emulators earlier today.
Very strange.
It's very odd. Now, what am I ranking today?
I want you to rank the best performance of the Punisher. So you got John Barenthal,
mm-hmm.
you got Dolph Lundgren,
mm-hmm.
you got Thomas Jane, and you got Ray Stevenson. And it's interesting because you guys did talk about this on your
very
podcast
recently. Yeah.
So rank them.
Personally, and this may... I'm willing to admit that my opinions are sometimes contentious and possibly might even be wrong, because despite the fact that it is an opinion, there is a right answer to almost everything.
Sure.
I personally believe that John Barenthal, then Tom Jane,
mm-hmm.
then Ray Stevenson, then anyone who may play the Punisher in the future, then me, then Dolph Lundgren.
Whoa.
Wow.
And you can't see it on here because it's a podcast, but Tim just died.
These groans are just the gas escaping his body.
Yeah, the gas is escaping dead
through
Tim.
Every orifice.
This segment's done. There will be no volume 2.
Wait, no, we have to do enough so that I can eventually rank the Dan Rank shits.
All right. I'm just sad.
You're allowed to be.
All right. Favorite shitty use of a villain in a comic book movie? Your choices are Galactus from 2007, Dr. Doom from 2005 or 2007, Mr. Freeze from 1997, or Venom from 2007.
So wait, this is my favorite shitty use?
What was the shittiest use?
What is the shittiest use?
Your favorite shittiest use.
Well,
whatever.
Okay, my favorite shittiest use?
The one that he actually liked or the one that is the worst shittiest?
Do both.
Okay, for the ones I liked, it's Venom,
okay.
followed by Mr. Freeze. Followed by, in no particular order, the entire cast of both of the Fantastic Four movies. As far as which ones are the worst, the entire cast of both of the Fantastic Four movies, followed by Mr. Freeze, followed by Venom.
Hmm.
I feel like of those four, Venom is the best, but that's like saying
it's
that...
really hard.
Well, that's like saying that getting shot in the arm is better than getting shot in the eyeball.
Right. I don't disagree, per se, because I think Topher Grace, while not the best casting, he wasn't awful as the character.
Absolutely.
He's just
not
a bad movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with every one of those points in that order. I mean, man, how could you ruin
Galactus
any worse?
I don't think the actor that plays Dr. Doom was a bad casting. Those movies are just so terrible.
They are. No, but that's not... But see, just casting him, though, isn't the whole picture of how misused or poorly used he was, because even... like, the best actors, even Laurence Olivier, if you handed Laurence Olivier a steaming pile of horse crap, he'd probably only kind of make it look all
right.
Right.
Like, he put a bow on it, but it's still a pile of horse crap.
Right.
And if you hand Andy Milonakis a pile of diamonds...
It doesn't matter what it is.
Exactly. It's not just performance. It's also the quality of the entire production.
Yeah.
And when you also think about those, both of those Fantastic Four movies, they are atrocious from top to bottom.
Yeah.
There's nothing good about them other than the fact that occasionally Jessica Alba, who is a mildly attractive Latina woman, looks at the camera in such a way that you think she might actually be looking at you and may want to make eye contact with someone as ugly as yourself. But that's about it.
If anyone has a pen, it's at 1 hour, 26 minutes, and 15 seconds. 1 hour, 34 minutes.
Yeah. Anyone out there in listening land has a pen, I'll tell you exactly when she will look at you and make you think that you're not worthless, fat, and stupid.
So this is your last one.
Okay.
I think we can squeeze this in before Team Blue comes back in.
If not, I'll just stay. I'll just keep talking.
What sounds best out of these DC Rebirth books and plot lines that are coming out? You have the new Chinese Superman character. You have a new version of Superboy that is Lois and Clark's son pre-New 52. Hmm. You have basically two new... They're basically new Green Lanterns that are going to be... in the Justice League book, so you need two Green Lanterns that are not Hal Jordan, or Superwoman, which is Lois Lane, and her powers are slowly killing her, pretty much ripping off Thor.
How did she get her powers?
Don't know.
Okay.
Going in blind, baby!
Going in blind.
You're going in as blind as I am, so...
Alright, we're going in blind. So, the only one of those that sounds like I would actually be willing to stand there and read it while in the comic book store... I'm not going to buy any of these, but I'd be willing to stand there and read it. That's how bad all of these sound. The only one of these I'd be tempted to use in a library setting is the two Green Lanterns. But not because it's Green Lanterns, because it's in the Justice League book.
Okay.
So... that one. We'll follow that up with the pre-New 52 Lois and Clark's son is Superboy, because I'm not a big fan of the Superman universe in general, but that one actually sounds interesting. Plus, it was before DC shat all over the universe. Coming next is the one where Superman, or where a Chinese man has stolen Superman's job. And then after that is surprised and scary Lois Lane, who may or may not know why or how she's dying.
And I had just enough.
We're really
playing
out of here. All right, guys, we have reached that time in the podcast where we should review stuff.
Oh, man.
All right.
So, who has stuff to review?
The only thing I brought to this podcast is diversity.
I didn't bring anything. I totally forgot. I was going to review Tokyo Ghost number 6. I don't know if you guys... I think it's 6. Did you read it yet?
I have not. I'm so far behind on Tokyo Ghost.
Oh, it's so good.
Which sucks, because I love Remender, but I got... like, I wasn't too hot on the first two issues, so okay. I didn't take it out of my bin. But I just, you know, keep letting them pile up.
Right.
I'm right about now, like, after the 6th one, I'm probably going to, you know, read them all after that.
Because it's actually the start, I think the first arc was 5 issues.
Was the first 5?
Like, okay. Yeah, and this is the next one. And, like, it something happened now, because you haven't even read it, I can't say, but something happened, and then I was just like, oh, okay, whatever, and now another thing's happening, and you're like, ah, on the last page. That's my review.
That's
I don't want to spoil anything now, so...
I can jump in with, like, just off the memory. I read Moon Knight issue number 1 last night.
Yeah, Moon Knight.
Did you read it?
Hell yeah.
Do you want to just discuss it?
Yeah, we're not going to review it. Yeah, you can spoil it away because.
What?
Scumbag.
Sold all my Moon Knights back in the store.
While you discuss it?
Remember, you said I was killing you.
You did kill me.
I mean, honestly, I feel like if anybody should talk about it, you talk about it.
I'm not part of the team, though.
I'll help you.
Help me help you.
What?
You're Professor Xavier. Right? You're bald and you're in a wheelchair, so you're Professor Xavier.
Right. That's true.
That's totally accurate.
Very, very true. Well, the new issue of Moon Knight focused heavily on Mark Spector being committed to some sort of asylum, and it blurs the line. It shows you what he sees.
Right.
And it shows you just how crazy he is. They are they're more than before, they're really playing up that he is out of his mind. It showed him seeing Egyptian pyramids and things, and the guards were creepy looking.
And that was a cool page with the it had like the pyramid in the middle of like the skyline of New York City.
Right.
And you see these like cat guardian things kind of like flying over them. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the significance of that's going to be moving forward, but
right.
It looks pretty badass. And I got to like, you know, the what do the two guards remind you of?
I don't know.
I kind of got that, like, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh,
like,
okay.
The guards from that, like, how assholish they were.
They were definitely assholes.
And I kind of like that.
I definitely got excited when he made a costume out of straight jackets and, like, his bed sheet.
That was really cool.
He cosplayed himself.
I remember just seeing the solicit for it, I guess, where it was that, and it, I had some questions, but the way that they played that off into the series is really cool. And
yeah, because the guards pretty much abuse him and treat him terribly, and then they...
Sounds pretty cool, guys.
Yeah.
It is.
It's great abuse. And it's, then...
the abuse is great.
Cool. The comic sounds cool.
The comic was pretty cool. Hopefully it stays cool.
I really like that issue. Thought everything about it was great. The art was great.
I liked it when he got outside.
Yeah.
And he sees everything like it's Egyptian, like we had said, but then they beat the tar out of him, and then he looks up and it's normal. Skyline. And he's just like, huh? So he is way crazier in post-Secret Wars universe.
And it's cool because the way that they play his craziness kind of almost makes you crazy because it kind of like, if you've been reading Moon Knight, you know, since before this and, you know, things that you know about Mark Spector and like, it makes like everything you've read kind of feel nullified in a way. That kind of brings you in onto a deeper level that's like, okay, what is the truth in this situation? And it's just really enticing. I'm looking forward to the series going on. Also read Black Panther number one, which I actually don't want to review right now. I'd like to give that book a little more time. I was a little underwhelmed by the first issue. But out of the two, you know, that have come out recently, I definitely think Moon Knight's something that everybody should get on now. Get on the ground level with this, because I think this is going to be a very big book going in the future.
I like somebody saying it who's not me.
Yeah.
Because clearly I'm biased.
You are biased. You will like anything. Moon Knight. Rob Liefeld written and drawn Moon Knight.
You know what? That might be the line. Like, I'll buy it.
I'll buy it. I just won't read it.
No.
I'll just take that.
I'll even get it CGC'd so I can't read it. I can't even ever read it.
Shuser, what you read, man? You got anything good?
Well, I would have reviewed Doctor Strange if, you know, a certain comic book store would have had all the issues, but
be the comic book store on 30 North Main Street?
It would be the comic book store on 30 North Main Street that did not have issue number 4.
Well,
they didn't have them because I bought them all.
Oh.
And you know what else? If certain Pullman customer would have stayed up to date on their pulls, they would have noticed an issue was not in
certain
there.
Certain comic stores would take care of that. Take my Pullman requests and not ignore them.
No, we took them. You got 5 and 6, no problem.
I never have a problem with it. In fact, I usually get more comics in my bin than I actually. I never have
you
a problem
itty-bitty
not
Hellboy.
Getting itty bitty Hellboy, Amazing Spider-Man, because I get just regular like Miles Morales Spider-Man, but I always get Amazing. I always get Itty Bitty Hellboy. No, I don't want Itty Bitty Hellboy. I just want regular Hellboy.
Well, exactly.
Next time you're in, we'll check Ryan's bin.
There's a number 4 in there.
Well, you know what? You can review it anyways, even though you haven't read it. And you don't.
Tell us what you
wanted. Well, I've read the first 3 issues. I can't go past that because I don't have a number 4 to read.
That's unfortunate.
It is very unfortunate, but I like where they're going. I'm not 100% sold on the artwork. Again, you know, it wasn't horrible, and I'm the guy who doesn't know artists or writers or anything.
I forget.
I'm the worst kind of comic book nerd when it comes to that stuff because I generally don't pay attention to that unless it's Jeff Jones.
Is
it all
is that Diodato too?
The main artist? I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It's in the other room, but I'm not going
to. I want to say it is, but I could be wrong.
Team Gold's over there.
Team Gold's over there.
Stupid Gold. Stupid.
But I like, because I want to say it's him, because I know Strange and Iron Man, like 5 and 6, look kind of similar.
Yeah, is it all new, Doctor Strange?
Yeah, all new, all different.
Yeah, it's Bacallo or whatever. Jason Aaron, and or how you say it?
Bacallo.
I don't know how you say it, but yeah, that's who it is. At least he does 1, 2, and 3, and then 7, 6, 7, 8. There's a fill in, a guy named Nolan. I don't know who he is for 5, 4, and 5. So, which one are you reviewing?
1 through 3.
Yeah, that's Bacallo.
Okay, yeah, that's Bacallo. He's all right. He drew some X-Men stuff. I think he's.
It's not terrible. Okay. It's not like I'm going to stop reading it. Like I, you know, the artwork could be terrible. Doctor Strange, and I'll read it. I won't like it, but
because America,
Yeah, no, but, I don't have a problem with him. He's all right.
It's okay. The story's interesting so far. Not sure how I like the whole. There's some kind of entity who's coming after all the multi dimensions and eating magic, and eating all the magic. And the stories where the main guy loses his powers in some fashion don't always appeal to me.
I agree.
Shoots her catch up. That's all I'm gonna say.
I know. I would love to catch up.
I'll give you mine. Just it's so good.
But I like where it's headed. I'm a Doctor Strange fan through and through, so I'll read it and enjoy it. But I'm never usually a fan of like Spider-Man suddenly lost his powers.
Yeah, no, I know. Shucks. I feel that way too. I feel that way about Iron Man, where like he'll be like fighting someone and whatever, and like always his weakness is like armor power. And you're like, you didn't charge it before you left.
It's every time you're fighting. Probably my only gripe with the Iron Man 1 movie is the end fight is him using the shitty old reactor, and you're just like, I just want Iron Man to fight at 100%. Come
on, right, you think he'd get a solar panel
or something? Yeah, yeah. Genius. That's always his weakness. Yeah. He's like, you know, the suit. Or like one person punches him and it's just like needs to reboot or whatever. And I'm like, this suit sucks.
He needs some firmware updates.
Yeah, he definitely does.
So I like where it's going, but normally those stories aren't as appealing to me. And it's already started where he's like, I'm gonna cast a spell. Why is the spell not working? And I'm just like, okay, fine. We're doing this.
Take glasses off.
Hashtag.
Take glasses off. Does Dr. Strange wear glasses?
No.
They're magic.
Yeah, because if he's a wizard, he shouldn't need glasses. That's
he is.
What?
He could be classified as a wizard.
What's ahead?
Why would that be?
Because you're magic.
Fine.
People who wear glasses are not magic. It's known.
I still think you're magic. Magical.
Magical.
We'll talk later.
Love line.
Yeah. We still have not established the
capes and scowls. Knights.
I don't know if our time's almost up, but we should just squat.
Just now we should combine?
Yeah.
I think we should combine teams.
I'm just...
We should Voltron it.
Voltron? You guys want to hang when they come back in? And
let's
do
Voltron.
Their
review? Let's all Voltron right. it.
We should vulture on it.
I think they hear it. They hear the call.
Yeah.
They
hear the pitter patter of the gold team.
Should have boarded the doors up like Rainbow Six. Throw a smoke grenade out there.
This is the end of side two of the recording. Please flip over the cassette in order to hear the continuing adventures of Capes and Skulls. The comic book podcast your daddy warned you about and the one your mother listened to under the covers without her underwear on. Good day.